to Adventure in Putnam on W4CY Radio.
Wake up, America! It's time for the Adventures of Hype Man on W4CY.com, West Palm Beach's number one internet radio station. Here's your host, the Hype Man.
This is the Pipe Man here on the Adventures of Pipe Man W4CY Radio as we go again back across the pond. We're like playing ping pong today, and we have a badass band that is really setting the world on fire and has some new music. So I'd like to welcome to the show Scott from Mason Hill.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me. It's an absolute pleasure.
You know, what I do love, too, is like, so I do a lot of interviews in England. I have a lot of friends in England. And I just love how in the different parts of the UK, everybody has a different accent. And you can kind of tell, kind of like, I'm from the Northeast here in the United States, and I can tell what part of New York or what part of New Jersey somebody's from by their accent. And it's the same with the UK.
Yeah, it's insane. You can go maybe 30, 40 minutes in one direction and just come across an entirely different sort of language almost. Especially in Scotland, the north. I'm in like central Scotland, the north of Scotland. They speak something completely different. I don't even understand what they say.
That's like me here. There's places like, what did you just say? Especially being a northerner, anybody from the southern United States, sometimes they talk and I'm like, I have no clue what they just said.
That's amazing, right?
It like is.
In England as well.
It is.
Is even bigger.
You know, I have my second ex-wife, she was from the UK, and she always used to correct me all the time.
That sounds right. That sounds about right.
It's funny, too, when I see, like, words that we spell with Z and it's spelled with an S, I'm like, it looks so weird to me. But I imagine the Z looks so weird over there.
Yeah, especially when I'm like on the PC. I feel like all PCs and Microsoft just must be American standard because sometimes it corrects me with my... And I'm like, no, let's not get a Z, right? What is that? That's so strange.
Yeah, right? And we're not even the proper English. That's the funny part about it.
I know, but maybe you guys are right. I don't know. I just know my way, but I've never really studied like who has it right. Is it America or is it like everyone else?
Well, I think you guys got to have it right because you had it first. So we took it and changed it.
I guess, but you know, like there's some things that, you know, get better done the second time around. You never know.
Yeah,
I feel
maybe.
Like this is a good debate.
Maybe. Yeah, that is a good debate. You know what blows my mind, too, when you hear people sing and their accent disappears? Like, how does that happen? I always wonder.
Yes, yes. Well, I purposely try a bit to take away my Scottish accent when I sing. I've tried that over the years. Not because I didn't like it. I just feel like you can alienate a certain part of the world. And I've always found, not every, you know, type of American, because obviously the accents are different. But there's a very neutral American accent that just seems to be really, really popularized in this world. And everyone can understand it. And there's no issues. And as I've branched out more in the world, I've realized that people do find my accent to be strong, whereas in Scotland my accent is quite weak, you know. So I've always tried to try and do this kind of neutral accent that it just kind of opens it up for anyone that can, you know, speak a bit of English. Hopefully they can at least hear the words as well, you know.
Yeah, I did the same thing a long time ago. I had to retrain my voice because I sounded like a fast talking New Yorker, and nobody outside of New York in the United States wants to hear a fast talking New Yorker.
It's fast. I was in New York. It's fast. I struggled. I really struggled. I mean, with time and practice, I could get it. I actually really enjoy. I think the fast New Yorker accent's quite, I like it personally. I do like it. I just struggle.
Yeah, I think, you know, that it's always been any like woman with a New York accent has always turned me on. And when I tell people that are not from there, they're like, what the hell is wrong with you?
I don't know about that. Sadly, when I was in New York, it was lockdown, so I actually didn't see anything. I was just working, sadly. I was in a house just working for 2 weeks, and then I got back in my plane and went back to Scotland. So sadly, I didn't get to see New York, which was a kind of dream of mine.
Oh, that's a bummer. Like to me, that's like, you know, we talk about heaven and hell. To me, that's like hell to be in New York City and not be able to see anything.
Right? It was just typical, right? It's just that's a typical funny story of a dream you always want and you get it, but it's not exactly what you thought it was going to be, you know? It's like, no. Just a funny twist in life. And in hindsight, I'm kind of glad I have a cool story. Like, I'll get to see New York again.
Yeah.
But not in a proper lockdown. It was dead.
You definitely have to come back and check it out for sure.
Yeah.
So let's talk about your new music. You got this, it's been described as a blistering metal single called DNA. So I love that. Tell us a little bit about that.
Ah, yeah, that's one of our favorites too. It was a late addition to the album, and we had this kind of mid-tempo, almost kind of heavier style. And I was going through the different melodies, and I just tried to kind of, with the writing song-wise and the lyrics, tried to encompass how music feels to us and that it is in our DNA. And we might not be destined to succeed in it, but we're at least destined to do this. And this is, we're happy that we've figured ourselves out that we can do this for nearly 11. And I wanted to just try and kind of capture the energy of the bands. And I feel like we've done that. And I feel like the video is a good sort of good video. We had a good crew come in and help us and point us in the right direction. And I'm very happy how it turned out.
I think it came out great. And then you did a cover of a Foo Fighters song. That's pretty cool. Tell us how that came about and what made you pick what you did.
Yes, that was basically just as lockdown had hit. And me and James, over the years, the lead guitar player, we've just, a few times we've had to whip out acoustic sets, like do some covers and stuff. And it's something we really like doing, is like one acoustic and one person. And that was one of the songs kind of in that list, along with like In the Air Tonight by Phil Collins and stuff like that. And lockdown hit, we were like, what do we do? We can't meet each other. And someone in the band suggested, let's do a cover. And we kind of went through a few of the options and tried to find the one that fit the band and fit our mood and just that felt into the right place. And Best of You just kind of was one that was like in the first three ideas, and we never searched after that. It worked well for us. I mean, hey, we're no Foo Fighters, they do it incredible, but we gave it our best try, and I'm really happy how it is. I think it's a nice take on it.
It's a great song to pick, right? Especially nowadays, I think we need more songs like that around anyway, so it was definitely a great pick.
It's a good mood song. It's like it's there to sort of cheer you up, get a bit of anger out, but end on a happy note. Do you know what I mean? That's what it does to me. It kind of gets me going. And then by the end of it, I feel almost cathartic in a way.
Yeah, and you've gotten some amazing accolades. Like, you're the first rock act to debut an album in UK top 20 since Greta Van Fleet in 2018, and the first British rock act debut album top 20 and number one UK rock chart since Royal Blood in 2014. Does that like kind of blow your mind when you hear stuff like that?
I still don't believe it. I think someone's just made that up to make us happy. It's insane.
Right?
It's insane. Like, we're like these five guys from Glasgow and we're all independent, and this was just a 7-year kind of wait to get this album out, and we just had no idea that people would kind of reach onto it like they have, and we're just so humbled by it. The fact that that gets to go on like a, you know, an ad for us is actually insane, and I'm just, again, I'll never thank people enough for jumping on board and buying the album.
And I want to thank you for dropping the album, because there's so many bands out there that won't drop an album during pandemic, understandably so, but here proves why you should, because Against the Wall got all these accolades and charted and everything, so it was a good move.
It was a good move for us, but you know, to be fair to the other bands that haven't done it, we were terrified. We were actually terrified of doing it. We, you know, most of our kind of achievements up until now came from a live show experience. We never had an album to sell to people, so it was just built on live shows. So we were going to tour everywhere while this album was slowly coming out and get pre-orders that way. But that wasn't happening due to COVID, obviously. And we just went for it. And we just got like social media guys in. We tried to look at what the future of kind of the whole YouTube scene, and see what they're doing, and just try and sort of align a different strategy to approach the situation that we're in. Everyone just done so well and just put 110% into it. And I don't know, just dumb luck, maybe. I don't know. Honestly, I can't explain it. It doesn't make sense. I like to try and figure things out, and it doesn't make sense. There's too many silent Mason Hill fans to have made it happen.
Yeah, and I'm somebody all about album covers, and I dig your album cover, and I think you should take that part of the album cover with the face and make that the new Mason Hill emoticon.
It's been talked about. It's actually been talked about. We referenced it to Iron Maiden's Eddie.
Oh,
and we were,
yeah,
like, can we do something like that where that sort of emblem sort of continues with us? At this stage, I think we're probably quite keen on it. We'll see where things go. We'll see what the feel of the next album is, and we'll see where things are going. But I think right now we did personally like the idea of that. It's been very captive, and it means a lot to us. It represents a lot. It represents a struggle without being able to speak about the worst things that's happened to us in our career in the music industry, but still succeeding over that and beating the very people that held us down, like literally on the same week, because it's all deep and meaning and all that stuff. So it's probably going to stay with us.
You know, what a great attitude. I love that too. Like, you know, I think it's just important, you know, and you got great music, a great attitude. Tell everybody how they can connect with you guys on social media, how they can get the album, get merch, all that good stuff.
Of course, and thank you so much. Well, you can find us on our website, masonhillofficial.com, for all kind of albums, merch, tickets, all that stuff. And if you're a social media whiz kids, like everyone is these days, you can find us on Facebook, Instagram, all at Mason Hill. And our YouTube channel, we're putting a lot more effort into that, Mason Hill on YouTube. Check out all the videos. And I really appreciate the opportunity to be here. Honestly, thank you.
Well, we thank you for being on here, and thank you for making us some great music. And even more so, thank you for being on The Adventures of Pipe Man.
It's been my pleasure. I hope to one day be back.
I hope to see you live soon, too. It'll be a blast.
Thank you. Take care.
Thank you for listening to The Adventures of Pipe Man on W4CY Radio.